Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Good day, good evening, good morning, wherever you're calling in from. Welcome to Peace Time with myself, Patty Peaceful, and
Peach. How are y'all doing?
We hope everybody is doing well and that everybody is weathering all of the storms and stuff like that. Today's show, we're going to cover manifestation. What is manifestation? What are some of the steps that maybe we can take to help us, you know, become a better individual for, if nothing else, ourselves? So I just want to take a second also. You know, I don't watch the news much, but this whole thing with Gabby,
yeah,
that has really, really touched me. And maybe because she's out living her life of what she wanted, and it touches home. Because with us being bloggers and
yeah,
our podcasts and stuff like that, it was like, wow. What?
Unfathomable. Because, you know, we do put our lives out there, you know, and let people know, hey, we're doing this. Hey, this is going on. And I can only imagine, I'm not one of her followers, but I can only imagine how followers were, like, that first day that she didn't post something, you know.
Right,
I couldn't even imagine, you know, especially somebody I personally watch all the time, and then all of a sudden they're not posting. I feel it for followers, you know, because.
Yeah, I mean, not just, I mean, the family, oh my goodness, like her father, how did he set up, I'll never be able to hold my daughter again. And, I mean, that just crushed my soul. You know, and like you said, her followers and stuff like that. I mean, I have people, if I'm not posting stuff on a daily basis or something, I have people, you know, inboxing me on all platforms of social media, and they're like, hey, are you okay? Is everything all right? Because there are some times that I can't post. So, yeah, that is just like, so. And when people follow you and you're doing good and you're engaging with these individuals, you almost feel like they become a part of you. You're living your life, what's that word? Vicariously through the eyes of others. And I'm always loving it. I have everybody, you know, all my chasing the rain or the waterfalls and hiking through, you know, some of you can't get out and do that. So, hey, if I'm doing it and you love it, like, hey, go along on those journeys with me in your mind. You're in my mind and spirit and soul. So, yeah, I just want that just really hurt my heart and soul that.
Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, that could be me. Like, you know, I go off in the woods and there's nobody else out there.
Yeah.
It's scary to think about.
Well, and see, but my mom was saying something to me because I'm always running around in the woods and going on hiking and all that all by myself.
By yourself.
By myself. But I don't give out my location. And then my mom has said one day, she's like, who's going with you? And I'm like, well, nobody. Well, aren't you scared of it? No, absolutely not, because if I'm scared, that is fear, and fear holds all of us back.
Yes, that's me for
it stops you from
living your best life.
Yeah, and so I'm living my best life. I'm living it. I'm loving it. Oh, but all y'all know, on this show, we kind of ramble on, and we try to stay on task and on focus. But sometimes that doesn't happen. And there is a gnat in here, and I'm about ready to just, like, yeah.
It's chasing her.
It is literally chasing me, and I don't know. It's taunting me. Who are you, gnat? Are you the taunter of the show today? So, again, I just wanted to touch on the whole thing with, you know, Gabby, and it's just, my heart really goes out to everybody. And my mom, she's on here and says, y'all can't be seen. Two people on there. If you can see us, just give a heart or a thumbs up or say, I can't see you, but I can hear you. But, all right, so today's show is on manifestation. And what is manifestation? Some people don't even know what that is, and that is okay because I'm still learning. I mean, I'm literally learning each and every day. Like, I literally learned yesterday that the lemongrass growing outside that I've been growing for the teas and the herbs literally can be dried and used just the same as sage and Palo Santo. Oh, our arms. I know. Well, all right. Maybe somebody wants to see that arm. That beautiful arm. The work of Kevin Bunch.
Okay.
And it's still a work in progress. Mm-hmm. Boom. That really looks good. Good job, bro. All right. So, manifestation. So, I've always wondered, like, over the years, like, people say if you pray about something, it's going to happen. You know, what you pray about, because I grew up like Southern Baptist. And then I got sent off to live with my auntie in Michigan. And then guess what? I went to an all-girls Catholic school. I'm not bashing no religions at all, but Felician nuns, I love you so much. But y'all are some hardcore women. Like, you're at a whole new level of, like, you're tough. That's all I'm going to say. Much love for some of those sisters, but by God, I don't even know where I was going with it. Oh, yeah. So, I grew up, like, you pray to God, and it happens. Well, I found out along the way, of me praying, people would say, how is it that, like, you just prayed for that, and, like, a couple days later, it happened. I said, well, let me tell you something. I have this connection to my higher power that I call God or the being, because as humans, we tend to want to label everything, right? So, as I pray, I said, picture yourself going through the drive-thru at the bank. You get up there, and the teller is like, hey, can I help you? And I'm like, yes. And I get the little tube, and I do whatever I have to do, and they go, it sucked right up there, right? And then, so what? I'm asking for something, correct? I mean, I'm either putting a deposit in, or I want something in return. I don't even know what. Okay, I just so got, all right, so I'm not even going to go there. So, the tube, put my deposit. Then comes back, right? That is like how my relationship is when I manifest. Sometimes it doesn't just go poof, poof. Sometimes the manifestation is going to take a little longer because if we do not organize our mind, everybody, do you understand? If your mind is not organized, if your physical body is not organized, if your emotions are not organized, if your energy is not organized and it's in all different directions,
chaos.
Exactly, because what happens with chaos? Destruction. And what, as our mind will go rampant in all these different ways, we get distracted. And sometimes, like I keep telling everybody, we have to first start with up here. We have to learn how to start reprogramming our mind. And it could just be by, like, little simple affirmations, you know, that we say every morning. Like, I keep trying, you know, I keep saying, and if you're not following me on Facebook or anything, or TikTok or whatever, you'll see that I started this thing that my jazzy babe, Miss Jazzeline, had asked me one, it's something like, you're so positive, like, Oh, I remember now. She was having a shitbag day. And I said, look, if this helps, go and scream or whatever. Let it go. Let it go. Let that shit go and be gone behind you. And so I told her, just picture me in my yard dancing around and swirling like the lady in The Sound of Music. Even, and I cannot sing whatsoever. I'll be the first one to say, like, but I do it out of pure love and joy. So I started doing this with Memphis. And so that's our morning routine. I wake up, I do all my meditation in the morning, do my prayers, make sure anybody and everybody that I can think of is, you know, prayed over for the intentions I put out there. So I just get out of bed and my hair is like everywhere and blah, blah, blah. So I told her, I said, well, what I'll do is I'll send you a video. And then that's when that stuff started. So now
I've been doing it for a while now. Almost 2 weeks, probably.
Yes, it's been. Yeah. And there's some days that I forget to post the videos, but I apologize. But for real, real. And that started helping me get my mind, my body, my emotions, and my energy in check. Because also, many of you may or may not know, I really, really embrace the barefoot lifestyle. I mean, I am not even going to play. Oh, girl, I ain't got no shoes on right now. If you're on their feet, no shoes. No shoes. Nope. So I started doing that. And what was great is like that cold morning dew, the grass, just stepping down, and it was like,
it woke
me up, and then all of a sudden I got energized. And the energy just started from my toes and just like worked right up, and it was like this abundance, like, oh my goodness. And I felt renewed. And so Memphis, he loves it when we dance. I mean, if y'all could see me sometimes, it's like crazy. I should have a camera on me all the time. me and Memphis, like, dance around, and he'll get on my behind me and put his paws up, and we do the choo-choo train. And my stepdad, Steve-O, will tell you, I mean, he's over there laughing because you can't get him off you because I've been doing this since he was, like, 8 weeks old. But so back to the topic. So once we start to learn how to control these things, like I said, the four elements there, your mind, your body, your emotions, and the energy. As soon as we learn how to control that and keep ourselves focused, that you start to see there's not all that destruction anymore. There's not a lot of confusion. Yes, life is going to still happen, my friends.
You're still going to have days and stuff.
Yeah, just like, hey, okay. I've had like 3 or 4 people come and see me today. And they're like, I don't know what's going on. I woke up with a... I said, haha, you're welcome. Because many of you may know it is, what moon is it, my friend? And what sun is it, my friend? We're moving into Pisces.
Oh, yeah. We're moving into Pisces.
Yuck. And so I've been told, everybody, that we suck. Us Pisces suck because what is wrong with everybody? They're going, like, up and down and all around. And guess what? Welcome to my train. You're welcome. Namaste, because we are dreamers, and guess what? Y'all are dreaming on our train. You're going to have emotion. You're going to be happy. You're going to be sad. You're going to be crazy. You're going to be this and that. It's okay, boobies. You're not bipolar.
It'll pass.
It shall pass. Embrace it, because you get to feel what most of us Pisces feel a lot. We are very emotional people. But we're love. It's all love. So embrace this and ask yourself, while you're going through all this emotion in the bliss and da 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 da, what can be learned from this? What can you take away from this? So that's just a challenge. And I was reading about the whole manifestation and stuff, and it, as I was reading it, one little segment of it, of this video and reading, it was talking about a simple person with a simple mind has more faith and walks on more faith. And I really started thinking, and, you know, when you think about it, a lot of simple-minded people, because they're not overthinkers, and they're always walking around very happy and blissful, and they always have something, like, really awesome to say that happened to them. It's because they're not overthinking the situation. They're not putting too much thought in it. See, once we realize...
negative things.
And exactly, because overthinker will start thinking, we'll get negative thoughts, we get fear, we get anxiety, and that's really, folks, that's not what we want in life, is it? We don't want that anxiety-ridden stress, depression, and all of that. So let's stop overthinking, okay? Stop overthinking. I know that's hard. But wake up in the morning and just say, right, this gnat is driving me nuts. Your day off, like, put little affirmations on your mirror, or, you know, like little post notes or something that helps, you know, like, today I am love. Today I won't overthink. You know, when we start doing stuff like that, and also, I'm telling you, what you think is not possible is possible. Stop it. Let nature run its course. Let the universe run its course. Because I'm here to tell you, my friends, we are capable of most in anything at all. What happened yesterday, I keep telling you, learn from that. Take that little nugget and bring it into the now. And know that, again, stop. What's impossible is possible. It's not our business to worry about that. Let nature and the universe deal with that, okay? And once we start getting that clear mind and we start to focus on what we want, okay, it will start to strive for it. And as we start striving for things, and when I say things, when we start to do manifestations, and we'll get more to that, but you keep the positive, not the negative. I mean, what is it that we all want of humans? What is it that we want in life? We want peace. We want
peace.
We want joy. We want our relationships to be loving, caring relationships. I mean, I don't know about some of y'all, but that right there in itself, if I learn and I get all of my actions, my mind, my body, my emotions, and my energy, and I get that clear and focused, and that I'm focusing on joy, peacefulness, relationships that are what? Of love, of caring. And when I say relationship, folks, I'm not just talking about, like, sexual relationships. You can have intimate
problems.
Yes, yes.
Relationships are not only sex.
They're not. Because I have some dear friends. I mean, Misty's husband, Adam. He stopped over here the other day. I forget. He stopped here to pick something up for you. I forget what it was. But we got to talking. And, I mean, he was here for a good 30 minutes to 45 minutes. And we talked about some intimate stuff that's going on in my life and all that. And Misty wasn't blowing his phone up. she wasn't, like, texting, are you there? Why are you still there at Patty's? Why are you talking to her? No, not at all. And then I said to him, when I shared it to him, I said, well, now you can go home and tell Misty, or you know what, better yet, just have her call me, because there's a lot more that I want to actually tell her that I'm not going to share with you, because then that's inappropriate for my sister's husband to hear more.
Yeah.
So it's called, like, also to live that happy, joyful, peaceful life, you have to set
boundaries.
And one of those boundaries is loving yourself. Because once you do that, a lot of things will start to fall into line and fall into place there. And if anybody's watching, if you want to call in, you call in and talk to us at 515-605-9823. And you can just listen or hit the button. Or you can also go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Patty Peaceful. And on there, you can actually hit the follow, and it's going to give you a notification an hour ahead of time. And then also, you have the option to download and listen to these as many times as you want. So that's kind of cool.
There's many other shows.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Which episode is this? This is our fifth or fourth show. I can't remember. Is it? I don't know. I'll have to look when we upload.
It's okay.
But, and there's also some other really, really good shows on the Blog Talk that I get notifications for and I listen to as well. So show your love. Listen to, you know, those. A lot of those podcasts and stuff, it got some good fruit, some good nuggets in there. So just always keep your mind open to be teachable.
Yeah.
Because once we're able, you know, to absorb and have that stuff, you're unstoppable. Absolutely unstoppable. So, and that's what I was saying, like all of us, we're seeking pleasantness in ourselves and for people around us. So when we radiate love, and it took me a long time to learn that. Like, if I get my mind right and I'm manifesting, I am beautiful, I am love, like I've been doing this. I am worthy, I am healthy, I am divine. Good things come to me in good times. I'm telling myself, I'm loved, I am healthy, I am wealthy, and divine. Each one of us are.
But the thing, people also have to remember, and I'm going to throw that out their view, that when you manifest, certain things you manifest cause you to lose other things.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You lose things that are no longer serving to you.
Yes.
So be careful. And be very, very clear when you're doing manifestation, what are you manifesting? Is it a manifestation of good? Because I'm telling you, people will go, well, I want to manifest a better job, but I don't want to do this. No, you don't put stipulations and no, folks. It doesn't work like that. The universe will give it to you.
Exactly what you need.
Exactly. And, you know, like I was saying, you know, if pleasantness happens in our bodies, we call it health and pleasure. If we have pleasantness in our minds, we call it joy and peace. When we have pleasantness in our emotions, we call it love and compassion. When we have pleasant in our energy, we call that bliss. Okay, folks, so if we're manifesting and you're sitting and you're still manifesting all the poo of yesterday and trying to figure out where did I go wrong, no. Manifest, I have this. I'm going to receive it. I shared with some people on social media. I started a manifestation about a year ago, and I remember the day. There was a gentleman, it's a local business owner at Apple, I think it's called Appalachian Food, is it? Appalachian, it's that one place here in town, right over there by Harrison Park. He's an Indian guy. And I was outside, and I was just, like, cleaning and planting some flowers, and I hadn't even been open. I don't even think I was open, like, a month. Still trying to figure out what I was doing. I was, like, so overwhelmed. There was just, like, so much going through my mind. And he stopped in. And we spent about 45 minutes together. And he said to me, he said, I am from India. And I said, stop it. I said, stop it right there. I was just in Kathmandu today. He's like, how'd you get back so fast? I said, no. I said, it's a joke. I was at a waterfall that I go meditate at, and I took a picture, and it posted that I was in Kathmandu. I said, so I want to go to India. Well, then we got to talk. He's like, well, I've been here in LJ, da-da-da. Me and my wife came here. He said, and I knew because about a year ago, or no, it could have been a couple years prior, but I don't remember the time frame. He said, I had a vision that I was going to have a house by a river. He said, so I started putting it out there. I shut my eyes. I opened my eyes. I could visualize that river, the water running, the house there. I could smell it. I could smell the morning dew. I could feel it on, and I was like, wow. I mean, like, I was so embraced in that conversation. I was like a child on the edge of the seat on Christmas
Day. Tell me more.
You know, like, yeah, tell me more. What? And anybody that knows me, if somebody comes around and they have, like, some profound stuff to say, I'm like this. I'm like,
give me.
And they say, you are so, your aura, you are so open to receive, and yeah, you're 100% correct. So he said that, and he said, and I was like, so what, you just, he goes, no, it's called manifestation. If I manifest it, and I have pure intentions, positive, and I claim it, it's yours. I was like, what? He said, so I went on a drive one day, and I was driving through the mountains, and here in Gilmer County, and I came across a sign that said for sale, and as I got closer, there was the house, there was the river, I knew I was home. I said, wow, that is awesome. So what did I do? Well, I've been telling people for years and years, because I had a double wide on a river that I absolutely fell in love with, and anybody else that came there, they never wanted to leave.
Yeah, it's very peaceful out there.
It was so peaceful. I had a hammock that was on the river, and I would just swing up and over it. And sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I was like, you're going to break on me, and I'm going to fall in this river, and I'm just going to die laughing that nobody is here to see this. And I'll probably, you know, really hurt myself. But then it got to where I didn't even think about that anymore. It just became, I went out there and I found myself, but in the same token, I lost myself because I allowed negativity to start to pour into my life, and I got all off balance. And see, people, if you do not ground and center yourself with people that are serving to you and you are serving to them, that's when you get chaos. And that's when you get off your beaten path. And I'm not talking about the beaten path of when I'm hiking. And if you've been hiking with me, you know we're going off the beaten path. Because I would have never found that water that was like 20 below. I mean, it was like 80-something degrees outside. And it was like, I was going, you could see like the smoke coming off. You know, like. So you got to, well, I forget where I was going with that. Sometimes I've gone. But pretty much that's all. Once we start to commit and address whether we're, you know, whether it's we're going to work, we're wanting to make money, we're wanting to build a family. I mean, that's what we're, you know, we're programmed to do. All right, you wake up, eat. If you don't eat, you go through the drive-thru, you go to work, you build a family. You know, this is honestly what people want. And I mean, you wake up and you're like, all right, I'm going to fall in love, I'm going to get married, I'm going to have children. Some people choose not to have children. That's totally fine. But we get in this rut, and then you wonder, why can I not move forward? Why is my life flat? Why do I feel stuck? Yeah. But once you start to reprogram up your mind and you start to realize, you know, hey, you create your own peace and your own destruction and your own chaos. Because just because I am me and you are you doesn't mean you're not, you know, you can be miserable.
You need to be excited.
Right, and you choose to create your own misery, and I choose to create my own peacefulness, which Missy is not, or Pink, whatever her name is not a miserable person, but I'm just saying, like, you could have two people in the same room, and nine times out of ten, I'm going to turn that miserable person into a peaceful,
happy person.
Exactly, and it's just because that's the energy that I'm trying to, as I'm doing my manifestation, you know, I just want to be a pleasant human being. I have my flaws. I have my shortcomings, but I'm a work in progress. And
but everyone does. No matter how blissful you are, there's always going to be somebody that you don't meet their expectations.
Mhm. And that's shame on them, because there are some people you're missing out. I'm telling you what, you're missing out. If nothing else, you're missing out on a good friend and whatever. But I just lost my. So, and me growing and becoming the person I'm coming by clearing my mind, clearing that garbage, knowing that I'm a good person, knowing that what I did yesterday, I can tweak it a little bit better, and I can learn from those little hurdles. I never call them mistakes, because anything and everything that has happened for a reason. I've either put myself in situations that it could have been different. I mean, y'all, I've never lived this, like, peaceful life, okay? This is something, and I'm still learning. I mean, there's some days you can ask my mom and my stepdad, I can be a raging, you know what, because I allow somebody to say one thing, and then I have to go, oh, change it, Patty. And that's when I learned to just stop, take a deep breath. Everyone that is around me. I mean, I just don't want it for myself. I want all of us to be in a peaceful world. A joyful
world.
A loving world. You know? I mean, and when people say, okay, well, manifestation. You know, if you just be a decent human being and you want peace, love, and joy for everyone, you know, somebody could say, well, I want this, and I want food, and I want more money, and I want a better job, I want a new relationship, I'm tired of this old relationship I'm in. You know, come on, people, wake up. Once you start aligning, clearing your mind, your body, your soul, your energy, all of this comes to you.
Yep.
The food is there, the money is there. I have been so blessed. There's some days I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. But you know what? I put it out there and I say, you know what? This will get paid today. This will get done this week. Why? Because I wake up in the morning and sometimes I'm up early. Like the roosters, they haven't even thought about crowing yet. Mother hen, and she's like, no.
Go back to bed.
Okay. Because I wake up and I've got so much in my mind. So when I wake up, I speak that joyful, into the morning. I speak that into me, because when we speak of joy to the world and then to ourselves, that happens.
Okay.
Because I can wake up quite mad. I mean, I can, straight up wake up, and I'm, ready to, fight somebody. Straight up, say something to me. Say something. Say something to me. But then I'm like, what? Where'd that come from? You know what? Because sometimes the flesh side of us, as we're working on our spiritual journey and manifestation, what do you think, yin and yang, good and bad? I got some bad patty in me. I can go from stiletto to ghetto real quick.
I think so, y'all can.
I mean, yeah. And mess with one of my family members or any of my people, I twitch them. That's all I got to say. I twitch them. So, but, in the morning, start your day with this simple yet powerful affirmation. All right, are you listening to me? The ones in the back row, can you hear me? Today, everywhere I go, I create a peaceful, loving, and joyful world. Let's say that again. Today, everywhere I go, I will create a peaceful, loving, and joyful world for myself and others. I'm going to do it one more time because when I do my affirmations, I tend to say them three times. Everything for me is three. I buy something, it's three of. I'm crazy. Three. So, again, when you wake up in the morning, before you get out of bed or you're brushing your teeth or anything like that, say to self. And say it out loud. Who cares? If somebody hears you, maybe that's going to go on, maybe that'll on them, okay? Just let it out. All right. Today, everywhere I go, I will create peace, love, and joy into this world for myself and for others. Tweak it. Say whatever you want to say, my friends. And I'm telling you what. No man is a failure. None of us are failures. The only one that's a failure is a man that doesn't try. Or a woman, I'm just saying. Because when we commit to things, and it's also committing to manifestation, and manifestation is just living a joyful, peaceful, loving life. Reprogramming this. When something bad starts to pop up in your mind or something, just go, whoop, nope, nope, nope. Not today.
Not today.
Delete. As Harper told me one time, delete. Delete it. You have that right. That's your mind. You're reprogramming.
You are in control of it.
Stop allowing others. We did that last week of the cutting. Do we need to do that again? Because I'm telling you, live happy, joyous, and free.
So when you live that way, it comes back to you that way. You mean, if miserable people, what's he saying? Miserable love company?
Yes.
If joyful people love other joyful people.
Here
at the South, we meet all kind of amazing people from
all
over the world.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Everybody keeps wanting me to put a camera in here. No. No, this is not for entertainment here, for others to see. I mean, I have encounters with some of the most special, unique individuals that are, beautiful, absolutely beautiful creatures.
And Patty really doesn't need a camera on her for 10 hours.
I do not. I mean, maybe I do because I'd be doing some crazy stuff. I'd be like, I don't care. That's me. That's why I'm single. That is why I'm single, because nobody can handle me. I mean, there's days I got to say, okay, stop. I make myself laugh. And if I can make myself laugh, I'm good. Me, myself, and I are good. I am my best friend right now. I, like, literally get lost for hours with Patty. So, yeah. So back to the no man, no woman, no one. I apologize, y'all. We have the windows open because it is so beautiful for the first day of fall.
Absolutely great for the first day of fall.
I mean, like, practically cool, perfectly warm. It's just cool. Okay. I go from hoodie to this. And I'm like,
it's great. It feels great.
First day, yes. Thank you, my goodness. Yes. Did you get that text message from me this morning?
Yeah, the rainbow and rain.
Yeah, because it was Wednesday, duh.
Oh, yeah. It did rain this morning.
It did.
It's not raining this afternoon.
Since we've been doing the podcast, it has rained every single Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so that is my sign from the heavens, the universe, from my spirit guides, and all the beautiful.
We love the rain.
We love it. And to me, that is showering. They're telling us, you're doing a good job, kid. Keep it up. Keep it up. But back to, like, no man is a failure. And we're not. When we commit to doing things and stuff, and we can fall down, like, a million times over and over. But, my friend, guess what? Every time you fall down, that's a million and one lessons that we're learning.
Yeah. And sometimes I'm going to say this, and sometimes when you manifest things, if you don't get them, they're not necessarily meant for you.
Exactly. Because I'll be doing some manifestation, and somebody else, and I'm be like, it's because I'm manifesting, and I want everybody to be happy. I want everybody to be wealthy. I want everybody to have joy and love in their heart. I mean, I receive so many messages from people and stuff like that saying, hey, I stumbled across your video, and wow, I didn't know that you suffered from, like, suicidal depression. I was like, well, yeah, I used to. Something would happen, and I call it situational depression. And then followed by, like, oh, I'm not worthy, and it's all, but, you know, oh, you're not good enough, oh, you just kill yourself. You know, that was my demon. Inside, and people are like, ow, how can you be like that? You're Patty Pete. It's human.
Yeah.
And I've also, in the past, I had a lot of trauma throughout my life. Maybe we'll, you know what, maybe we'll do next week's show about, like, trauma. Yeah.
Okay.
The traumas in our lives and how have we overcome. I mean, we'll just do it, whatever. We'll just call it trauma and we'll just talk about making cupcakes. I don't care.
Cupcakes.
No one. Cupcakes 101. But let's hear from somebody. Let's hear you. 515-605-9823. We want to hear from you. Yeah, I was like, Adam just pulled up her boo. But, yeah, so every time you fall down, come on, people. Those are just lessons for us to learn. They're like, okay, well, this didn't work out. You know, I thought I had, like, the most happiest, joyful job, and then I walk into work, and they're like, oh, we don't need you anymore, and I'm like, oh, what did I do? I didn't do nothing. That was back when I was in Michigan. That's what brought me to LJ, was I was a computer tech support manager for, like, one of the largest advertising agencies in the world, and 9/11 happened, and I just walked in, and they let me finish a project I was working on. I'd been out for over a month because I had knee surgery because I busted my kneecap. I'm picking up computers and hitting them on people's desks, and then we don't need you anymore. That was devastating. So I told myself, find peace and happiness. And I ended up going all over the place. I went to South Carolina. I lived down in Montana. Oh, my. Montana is amazing. If you've never been to Montana, oh my gosh. Beautiful place. But I don't know where I was going. Well, that's what then brought me down here to LJ. And then that's when I started the spiritual journey. I started it back in 2004. And what is it now? 2021. So that's a little piece there. And it hasn't always been easy because I get off the beaten path of what I'm supposed to be doing sometimes. But last year after I met Buddy and he taught me about manifestation and when you think it and you say it and you release it and you believe in it, anything will happen for the gooder of you and the universe.
The gooder?
The gooder, the better. Well, hello, Justin. What's up with you? How are you doing? Glad to see that you've made it on our podcast. What's up, Adam? Barely. Would you like to sit down?
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
Okay, all right. So we got about 13 more minutes to go, and we'd like to hear from you. I mean, even on the typey-type something down there, what have you done or what has gone on that you've manifested and then like you're like, oh, my goodness, this, like, happened? You know, any of you, anything that you definitely, I guess, crickets today, and it's okay. I understand we do our podcast probably during the time that people are driving and getting, you know, dinner and stuff like that. And that's what's great because you can go back and listen to them.
And watch them.
And you can watch this. We're doing this as a courtesy because some people don't want to listen. They want to watch and listen. Okay, so getting you manifested getting out of the food industry with a clean record. I guess I don't understand that. Did you?
Well, he used to work at like.
Yeah, I know that. But what you manifested, you wanted to get out of the chicken. Okay, hell yeah! There you go. See, exactly, because a lot of you don't realize a little over a year and a half ago, I've been working at the chicken plant for 5.5 years, and that's how I met. Well, no, I always keep saying that's how I met them. I've been knowing Adam for as long as I've lived here, but then that's how I met Misty, because then I was working back at
Adam
the chicken
plant. Adam said, you have to meet this chick. You don't like her. I think y'all be good friends.
And look at us, like, 6-7 years later, like, yeah. But, but I was there at the chicken plant, and I knew that there was something more out there for me. But I absolutely loved working there. People are like, you liked working there? Yes, I did. And I always saying, I'm going to go back, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to go back. And nobody will let me go back. I don't even think the chicken plant will let me come back. Straight up. So, I was like, I want to have my own business. You know, so many people come up to me and they're like, hey, can I get your advice? Can I get your advice? This has happened. This person's hurt my feelings. What can I do or say? And I was like, well, I don't give advice. If I can relate to it, I'm going to give you my experience, strength, and hope, and like how I got through a difficult situation, and, you know, in the proper ways. And a lot of it, people, is like just doing this, biting your tongue. I have learned today that we can pick and choose a lot of our battles. We can pick and choose our happiness. Those that are watching, that tongue will get you into some trouble, I can promise you that, because my tongue can sometimes be like a two-edged sword, and it will slice hard. And when I do that, I have to then go back and say, what are you doing? didn't you work so long on this, and now you're behaving like you did back there? What is wrong with you? And I have my friends and my network say, hey, uh-uh-uh.
We don't do that shit.
We don't act like that now, Mo. It's old behavior. So a lot of the manifestations I did, I manifested. I wanted to start my own business. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I put it out there. I want to start my own business. Within 3 months, I had my own business. I didn't know what I was going to do. So I sat in the middle of the floor. I said, okay, I got this building. Now what? Now what? Woke up about a week later and just started, like, researching of different wholesalers, clothes, everything. And then it dawned on me. I have to do a metaphysical shop, a whatnot shop. Like, you can have anything and everything here.
Yeah, there's a little bit of everything.
There's a little bit of everything here. Inventory is low right now, but that's okay. Because it's going to go. Because I'm manifesting. I know it. I feel it. Well, then all of a sudden, you know, I had a couple people like, oh, that's never going to last here. Never, ever, ever. Never, ever.
Because
the naysayer,
low inventory is always something different to see.
Yeah. Like, I don't want an abundance of what, you know, my favorite crystal shop up in Blue Ridge is Silk Road Travelers. And I tell everybody, I'm not a big box store. I'm not somebody that had. I walked in here with $3,500. And $1,500 of it was just for inventory. And I can look back and go, wow, I had nothing in here, but people came. And I look around and I still say, I have nothing in here, but they still come. And folks, it's not always about making that money at all. It's about the relationships and the people I meet. I met some fabulous women today, one that I didn't even realize I had already known and spent time with. So she could see my
transformation.
Transformation, but she also could see my authenticity. There we go. That I am the person I am. I've walked the walk, and I talk the talk. And it's because I'm manifesting that I want to have a better life. I'm manifesting love, peace, joy, an abundance. And I also know that my soulmate, that person is out there. That entity is out there. And when we levitate and we rise, it's telling you, manifest good and you'll have good. Quit manifesting all this negativity. You wonder why your relationships are going south. You wonder why your jobs are, you're miserable at your job. You wonder why you're miserable in relationships. And that's even friends. Stop trying to control individuals. Stop trying to make people think how you want them to think. Let everybody be individual. Manifest good for your colleagues at work.
What is it?
Or at least the people were. Yeah, the people were pretty cool at the chicken plant.
Oh.
We love them. I got a lot of good friends there that I would love for them to stop by and see me sometime, but it is what it is. They come when they want to. Like I tell everybody, you do not have to come here to spend money. Not at all. We just sit back and we jee-haw together and we laugh. And it's about building relationships. It's not about the money. The bills here are paid. Don't worry about that. I love the relationships, the interesting people I get to meet. Like the lady Shannon today. Is it Shannon? I think it was Shannon. If it wasn't, I apologize. Sometimes I'm bad with names. But you're forever in my soul. And her and the other one, they were talking about like how they just got their motorcycle license and they got motorcycles and they started, it's not a club, but it's a bunch of women and they're like called the purple something or another. Oh my gosh, I should have wrote this down. But they've offered for me because I want to learn how to ride my own motorcycle. I am tired of being on the back seat of anybody. I want to be riding that. My dad rode a motorcycle, so why can't I? I would love to. And so I think I'm going to go when I can and get my motorcycle license, or I can go take the test and get my permit. How cool would that be, man? The Peacemobile. Heck yeah. Vroom, vroom. I'm manifesting
this.
Because I said so. Oh, you know, I can't get it? Well, watch. Bet. Bet, mama. Oh, troller. Once she finds out I have new accounts or something like that, that woman's trolling. She's like, you got two TikToks. I'm like, that's when I got banned. That's my backup one, woman. Got backup. But manifestation, like I manifested, like I said about the pond or water, da da da. And then one of my dear friends came in and gifted that to me. Just walked in. I had a shop full of people. Walked in and said, "Patty, it's Patty's Moonshine Shop." And I got a lot of work to do, and I know it'll all happen. And it's going to be a beautiful sanctuary where people are going to be able to come out, and I'm going to have a couple campsites. You can pop a tent. There's going to be a couple little shacks, one room, little shack, nice, for you to come up and get some healing. Learn how to manifest. Learn how to be the best version of you. And I'll be there with you 100% of the way. It's going to be a great. Misty got to see it.
It's beautiful. It's going to be awesome.
I can't either. I cannot. Wait, I did a lot of work yesterday. A lot of work needs to be done. I mean, I didn't even. But it's rewarding. And see, I manifested. I didn't ask for it to be given to me. I just knew I would have property. And either I could pay for it or I knew somebody would gift it. And when I realized and I committed to it and I spelled it out, I will get an acre gifted to me because that's all I need. That's all I need for my special little paradise. Because I'm not trying to make $1 million. It's going to be a special. We've got 90 seconds.
I was going to say 90 seconds. If you're in Illinois, stop by Patty's Peaceful Elements across the street from Ace Hardware.
Yes, yes. And just so you know, I am taking on, if you're looking for a spiritual life coach, I would be happy. I am taking on two people. We can talk about what that fee is. I'm telling you, it's worth it. Also, stop by. I do readings. Here's Cheryl. She just walked in. This is the best thing. Get on here, Cheryl. This is the first time she's been at. She just got off work. We love our Cheryl. This is Cheryl.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, real quick. What are you manifesting and what's happening to you? You got 41 seconds. Go. You manifested about having your own job. You manifested about having your own house. How long have you had it?
2 years.
2 years. Whoop, whoop. She started it like one day, and within 3 days, I think she had her own place. I took her. We went. She said, I'm going to have a new car. Took her around, and guess what? She got her new car. But we have 12 seconds. I love you. I love you. Y'all have an amazing week. I hope you make all, bye-bye, be good, and be back, and make all the green lights. Mwah, mwah.